Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The United States is imposing sanctions against the Nicaraguan government of President Daniel Ortega for its authoritarian rule. Mr. Ortega has dismantled his political opposition. He's closed down media outlets. He's imprisoned students, civic leaders, priests, among others. For a closer look, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Mark Jones, chair of the Latin American Studies Program at Rice University. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark. We've been so focused on Russia and Ukraine. How long has the problem in Nicaragua been brewing and why?
Well, this is a situation that's been getting worse and worse over the past 10 years, but it really has started to spiral out of control since about 2018, with the Ortega dictatorship moving from a quasi-authoritarian regime to one that's just a outright dictatorship, very similar to the one that Daniel Ortega helped overthrow back in 1979, that of Anastasio Somoza.
So the U.S. is imposing sanctions. Talk about the range of options the U.S. has in dealing with the situation.
Well, so right now the United States is using some of the easiest levers, that is, sanctions against Nicaraguan leaders, anybody involved with the Ortega government in terms of travel. You can then also start moving in terms of exports and imports from the country. We've put in sanctions about gold mining out of Nicaragua. So there are a lot of economic sanctions, but the reality is that Ortega, I think, feels quite comfortable trying to dodge those sanctions, in part by just establishing closer ties with China and Russia.
It seems as though the more citizens push back in Nicaragua, the more he cracks down. Is that the case?
That's definitely been the case since about 2018. That was the first time when really strong protests broke out against the Ortega administration. He responded very brutally, killing somewhere between 300 and 400. And since then, it's just been mass arrests. Anyone who opposes the Ortega regime is either faces persecution, arrest, torture, or they're forced into exile, which was the case with anyone who mentioned they might run against for president against him in 2021 was either arrested or forced into exile. And he, of course, won that election, serving now another five-year term, in theory until 2026, with his spouse, Rosario Murillo, as his vice president.
Okay, so the U.S. is pulling the easy levers. What comes next?
Right now, it's more isolating Nicaragua and putting pressure on the Ortega government, in part by squeezing the economy, making it harder for him to stay in power. Although, as we saw with Venezuela, those types of sanctions really don't do much to remove brutal dictatorships along the Ortega route. I think probably what the United States will have to hold out for is Daniel Ortega's passing, because he is closing in on 80 years old.
Wow. Is there an effort by the UN maybe to intervene for a peaceful resolution?
Well, the UN is pretty ineffectual. We have seen the European Union, along with the United States, engage in sanctions, and that's resulted in the EU ambassador being expelled from the country, as well as the Dutch ambassador, or essentially them cutting that, ending relations. Every country, the democracies are doing what they can, but they're relatively limited when you have a dictator who doesn't care about the suffering of his own people and is focused 100% on maintaining control.
Thank you so much for talking to us. Mark Jones is chair of the Latin American Studies Program at Rice University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.